Hola, hello, bienvenido, and welcome to Chatty Carmens, a podcast that gives female-identifying changemakers of color a platform to share their projects, stories, knowledge, and experiences that have shaped their careers and viewpoints. We are here to inspire a new generation of Carmens, and I'm your host, Michaela Santiago Frobel.
Welcome, hello, hola, buenos dias, buenas tardes. I am excited to have here the co-founder of Baila Salsa in Buffalo, New York, Fanny Olaya.
Hi, Michaela. How are you?
I am good, thank you. I am very excited to have you on our podcast. So Baila Salsa is a dance company that is located in Buffalo, New York. And one thing that really made me very excited to have you on is how important accessibility is to you. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about Baila Salsa.
Sure. So Baila Salsa is a company that we started a few years ago. My dance partner and I started dancing about 11 years ago. And just the love for dancing and music and community is what made us start Baila Salsa and make it official and professional.
And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about like your journey in salsa, right? So when did you find salsa? When did you find dance? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I actually love talking about that because I started just like anyone else looking for an activity. I knew specifically that I wanted to dance because that's something that I always love since I was little, but I was too shy to get into it back home in Peru. So when I moved here, I was working a lot and I needed a hobby. I needed to do something that make me feel good. So I went around and tried to find different classes. I couldn't find what I was looking for. At that time, I didn't know much about training and styles. I just knew that I loved salsa dancing, I loved the music, and I wanted to dance. So I just saw a few videos on YouTube and I was amazed. I was like, what is this? I've never seen something like this, the style that we dance now. And I went around to see some places that offered the dance classes. But it wasn't what I was looking for. And also very expensive. But so then my uncle suggested to take some classes with his friend who was a musician and he was teaching some private classes to a few people around. I went there and I took a couple classes. I don't remember actually how many, but only a few. And then I met my dance partner dancing actually, because we were just starting, both of us. And he's a musician. So we met through dancing. And that's when we started practicing together, going out to different places. And I fell in love with the dance world. And yeah, we started traveling, and yeah, that's how I started.
That's beautiful. Did your uncle introduce you to someone in Buffalo that taught classes? Was that in Buffalo?
Yes, it was here. Yes.
Now, when did you move to the United States from Peru?
16 years ago.
And did you come straight to Buffalo? Where were you first?
I lived for a few months in Orlando with my sister before I moved to Buffalo.
And what made you fall in love with Buffalo? Why stay here?
Well, now is home. It's hard to say, but things just happen naturally. I moved here. I met great people. I met my dance partner. We created this family through dance. And all of a sudden I was just like, okay, this is home. I go to Florida once or twice a year. And, you know, I look at the time and I'm, now it's time to go home to Buffalo.
Yeah, and creating family through dance, right? So coming to Buffalo and creating Baila Salsa, you were able to create and really become part of the fabric of Buffalo through this organization.
Yes, yes. I'm thankful for dancing that made me be a part of this wonderful community. I feel like I'm from here, even though I was born in Peru. I feel like I'm from Buffalo just because of the way the community embraced me through dancing.
And what's really great about the Baila Salsa Company is, like I said at the beginning, it is accessible, affordable. And, you know, through dance, everyone feels a connection with each other. And it's really a beautiful thing to go to one of your classes and experience that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's one of the things that I love the most about Baila Salsa is that united us. Like, it brings us together. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're coming from, nationality, nothing matters. We all get together and love the same thing and enjoy ourselves. And I met the best people I met is from dancing. Some of my best friends now are people that I met through dancing, my students or just people that came to dance and have fun. So yeah, this is a wonderful time.
What was your aha moment where you were like, I need to create this and Buffalo is where it's got to be. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to make sure that I create an organization that gets people involved and makes them just want to get up and dance.
Well, when I realized that we didn't have it, like, it was hard at the beginning, like I said, it was hard for me to find just some lessons. Then we started traveling and I saw how big dancing communities were in other cities. And I just thought, okay, I really love this. This is my job, my hobby. I wake up, I think about it. I really love the culture, you know, and it made me think about how much I value my culture. And I just thought, okay, I want to share that. We need this. I feel like I've been always very artistic since I was little. So I really thought we need this. This is a very artistic city, by the way.
Yes.
So, you know, you have great musicians and Buffalo Philharmonic and great other dance companies, right? So I thought we can do something really nice here for everybody. You know, it's not only for Hispanics or Latinos, it's for everybody.
Yes, I love that. You know, it's like not one type of dance is for a certain person, right? And that's what's so beautiful about your classes.
Thank you so much.
And what is the one thing that you love most about what you do?
It's hard to say one thing, but I definitely love teaching and performing. Teaching because just when people say to you, thank you for doing this, I'm going through this in my life, I'm having a hard time, whatever is going on, I come here to feel happy. I come here and my life is better. For me, that's priceless. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, he's feeling, she's feeling the same thing I do. Mm-hmm. And I just love that. Performing is so much fun. I love the music so much. I thought I was going to be a musician when I was little. So I really love the music. Mm-hmm. So performing and the reaction of people, it's very nice.
Now, what advice do you want to give to someone who wants to create something like this in their town, right? Because Buffalo is a city, but it's not a huge city. It's not like New York City, or it's not like Los Angeles. It's a special kind of city, right? It's smaller. And let's say someone is sitting there and they're saying, this doesn't exist in my city. How do I do this? What would you say to them?
My advice is, you have to sit and really think how much you love it. And because if you really love it, you're going to do it right. Definitely get prepared. Get the training. That's very important. It's very important that you take this very serious, because you want to give the best to your clients. Mm-hmm. And you have to, like any other job, you go, you get education, you right? Mm-hmm. And so it's the same for dancing. You want to give your best, the best to your clientele. So get prepared, do it with love. You have to love it, and then go for it.
Amazing. Now, training. I want to talk about training because, yes, you know, to be in salsa, like talk about those salsa congresses and everything, you know, because not everyone's familiar with salsa congresses. You know, for me, the only experiences that I have with salsa is, you know, I would go dancing with my family and they were like, they'd go dancing with the Salsa Warriors in New York City. And that's the only thing I knew. I'd love for you to talk about that experience and your training.
Sure. So when we decided that we wanted to teach, the first thing that came to our mind was, okay, now we have to get prepared before we came up with the name Baila Salsa, before we started promoting, we started traveling, because like I said at the beginning, we didn't have it here. So the closest was New York City and Canada. So we started going to the congresses. I still go, and I will continue when everything gets back to normal, continue to go. But we travel everywhere around the United States. Mm-hmm. We went to Puerto Rico. I went to Peru, and we took private classes. I still take privates. I go to the congresses, and if we perform with my students, that's another fun part of this company. But I always make sure that I train. Before I took all the classes I could. All the classes mm-hmm. I could, we were like, it was crazy, and practice all the time. Mm-hmm. And now I know the people that I like, that I follow, that I look up to, instructors that I'm always trying to learn from. And I just see, well, where is this one going to be? And if I can, I make it a travel congress, private, and just keep, you have to keep training and learning. Mm-hmm. It's almost endless if you're in the business, because you want to always offer the best to your students.
It's so funny because it's exciting to talk about salsa, because salsa is such, especially for me, it is such a big part of my life, you know, with my family yep. parties, mm-hmm. You know, someone passes away, we have a celebration of life, and guess what? We're dancing salsa, playing salsa. And it's such, and I know that salsa brings so much joy to everyone. Right. Even if it's not something you grew up with, people, once they hear that music, they can't help but shake their shoulders. They can't help but tap their toes, you know?
Yes.
And it's such a fun place to be, and a fun thing to do, and a fun way to live your life. It's you're salsaing through life, you know? It's like it's
definitely. I feel it. I feel the same way. Just all what you just said, I identify with it, because my love for it came from home. Like, I was always exposed to the music, and that's a connection that I have, for example, with my dad. Like, we're always exchanging music and, oh, listen to this, listen to that. Then you hear this music, and like you said, even if you didn't grow up with it, just you fall in love. It's, the music is so rich, it's so good, it's so beautiful that people love it.
What can be the most difficult part of either starting an organization like this? You know, is it the marketing? What to you is the most difficult, or was the most difficult when you were creating Baila Salsa?
The most difficult is to maintain the business financially, and especially in a small city. There are so many classes that you can teach and you can fill up because it's a small community, and you have to keep the prices affordable, and that can be the hardest part of the business.
That's another question I did want to ask you. I wanted to talk a little bit about programming and your classes. So, you know, the people who are listening to this podcast are not all necessarily from Buffalo. So I would really love for you to talk about why your class schedule is the way it is, why you chose to do that, and how do you choose your pricing?
Sure. Well, the schedule, basically, I think we decided to do it on Sundays. Our four classes that we have on Sundays, just because we have other jobs during the week. And Sunday was a good day for us to do it. It worked out. We were lucky. So it worked out on Sundays. And then for some reason, there's always a social dance and everywhere you go on a Wednesday night. So let's do Wednesday. It works Wednesday here too. I think just in terms of the schedule, I started just trying to accommodate our other activities, and it just worked out in general for everybody. I always listen to the students, and every once in a while, I ask for feedback just to make sure that we are offering what the people need, right? And so we do that. We did that a few times. And and Sundays, Wednesdays, and I do other socials too sometimes, Saturdays and Fridays. Like, I try to listen to people. I listen to what they tell me. Oh, you should do this, you should do that. And then I go with it.
So I like to close out every segment with asking the question, you know, what chatter brings you laughter, Fanny?
There is a joke that I think I'm the only one who laughs about it, to be honest with you. And maybe that's why I think about it, because it's the only one I know, but I learned it. And it is in Spanish, with a little bit of code switching involved. But the joke is about había una vez un zorro y un pollito que estaban caminando por la calle, y cuando doblaron la esquina se chocaron el uno con el otro, y el zorro dice "I'm sorry" y el pollito dice "I'm pollito". So, you know, like, that's just so silly, but I think
it's so cute.
Thank you. And of course, I'm so bad at sayings, you know, refranes. My sister is always telling me, why do you even try? Because I love them. I love all the Spanish sayings. but I always get them all mixed up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I feel like I do the same thing, you know, but it, like, I'm always like, oh, you know, you know, oh, you know that it's, what is it? Like, blood is thicker than, I go, blood is thicker than soda. They're like, it's water. Like,
yes. Exactly.
Like, how is soda thick? Like, what? No.
Yes.
But thank you so much for being here with us, Fanny. And everyone, please look out for our social media. We're going to share the Baila Salsa website so you can take a look at the wonderful work that Fanny is doing in the Buffalo community.
Thank you so much, Michaela. It was an honor to be talking to you today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Be sure to check out our social media platforms for links to our guests' work. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Chatty Carmens Podcast. If you or someone you may know wants to be featured as an episode, visit www.chattycarmens.com and select Nominate a Carmen. Adios!